is.
Yeah, I just have to get all the way today out.
Why are you laughing?
I think it's funny. I think it has a lot.
Okay, I see the Shalom, Kuv Samach Dalet. The right column, bottom paragraph. Baal Zam Ruchazal.
Kuf Samach
Dalet. All
right.
Thank you.
All
Chazal, and this Chazal said, this is going on the diligence in Torah. Actually, and then he last week we learned that the Torah, somebody who is diligent in Torah. Now the Torah becomes betrothed to him. As Chazal said, "Bemchez dvarim haTorah niknis." It is with 48 things that the Torah is acquired, and we find the same wording, by when a person marries a woman, al derech shaisha niknis v'shleish drachim. A woman is acquired with three ways, right? One can acquire a woman with one out of three ways. And at that point, she becomes betrothed to him. So also, the Torah becomes betrothed to the person through the 48 things that the Torah is acquired. But there's a big difference between the two. By a woman, a person only needs to use one of the three ways of acquisition. But to acquire a Torah, you need to do all 48.
And what are the three ways and the four ways that you acquire the Torah?
No, ways? 48. 48
ways?
Right. You need 48.
You're a little bit short.
Only through all of them together, Magia the Shlemus, can a person achieve the perfection that the Torah will be acquired to him as a arusa, as a
betrothed?
No, arusa means betrothed, as a wife that is betrothed to him. Yes, mitoicham, throughout those 48 things, within those 48 things, there are in Yanam Anoigim Ba'ifin Yoshir, the Kinyan HaTorah, there are things that are directly related to the acquisition of the Torah. Kedugmas, for example, B'talmud, one of the 48 things is B'talmud, is through learning. B'shmiyas Da'ozen, by listening. Rikas Fasayim, by wording the words of Torah. By verbalizing the words of Torah. The Binas Halev, with understanding of the heart. These are things that are obviously directly related to the acquisition of Torah. The Yeshin Yanim, and within those 48 things, there are also, in Yanim, there are also concepts, Asher Im Ki Einam Kshurim Yosher, the Kinyan HaTorah, even though they are not directly related to the acquisition of Torah. Ach Ein La'olam Shleimus Ruchnis. But without those 48 things, the person does not have the spiritual perfection, the Yosar Roy, the Kinyan HaTorah, that he should be worthy of the acquisition of Torah. Ela al yadam, only through these things. B'chamay, for example, the Ema, the person, in order to be able to acquire Torah, one must have fear. B'gira, with the Ema, B'gira is two different things, with awe and fear. Ba'anava, with humility, b'simcha, with joy, with tahara, with purity. Shem dvarim ha-machshirim esal, shiha roi lizdavik b'toyre. These are things that prepare a person to be worthy to connect to Torah. They're not directly related to the acquisition of Torah, but these prepare a person to be a person that is worthy of the acquisition of Torah. And with the perfection of all these 48 things, then a person is worthy of the acquisition of Torah.
No, the problem is that if you wait to get all these 48 things, you're never going to get it.
Nobody's have to wait.
Until then, we're not really the.
You won't be able to acquire Torah as a Arusa unless one has all 48.
It's like Somerah Vasei Tova. Wait until we Somerah, we'll never get there.
That's right.
We're just dating until.
That's a good word. The Torah's got a lot of patience.
Oh, that's the big
difference. And the person, if the a person merits even more, and the person sacrifices himself for the Torah, to bring the Torah into himself, which is the concept of bringing the Kala into your home, not only is the Torah then betrothed to him, but the Torah is actually married to him. This is the concept which is known in the Zohar as the connection of spirit to spirit. And then, then even the person's limbs and his blood become connected to Torah. When Shamir Chazal say, and a person who learns Torah in his younger years, words of Torah become absorbed in his blood. And the person's ideals and philosophy becomes Das Torah, becomes the knowledge of Torah. And his entire essence becomes holier through his connection to Torah. And even though when he starts out, the Torah is called the Torah of Hashem, which is through a person, his will is the Torah Hashem, through, and we see this through his toil and diligence. Afterwards, when the person merits to sacrifice himself for Torah, then it becomes his Torah, the person's Torah. Meaning the Torah is given to him as a Kala, and it's called his Torah. The Bechin is issues, as if he was married to the Torah. Which at that point, there can't be any barrier between husband and wife, there are no barriers. So therefore, it becomes his Torah. As we find, the Kaddish, right, the Gemara says that if a person says to a woman, "I'll be mekadesh you for today. Today you'll be my wife. Tomorrow you won't." Right? Doesn't work.
Right, you can't divorce your wife for the next day.
You can't, but the kiddushin can't work that way. Uh-huh. So the Torah also can't. So when one requires Torah as a as if the Torah would to the connection of as if he'd be married to the Torah, it can't be that today the Torah is mine and tomorrow it's not. Kach gam v'chen is issues gemura, but Torah kedusha he kishe b'Torah so yagi yom v'leila. So also this concept of marriage. Total marriage when it comes to the Torah, that is only when the Torah becomes, the person becomes preoccupied with Torah day and night. Then the rest of the continuation of the pasuk in Tehillim is that the person will be like a tree that is planted, right, rooted on the along the waters. Asher pidya yitem v'itoy, whose fruit he will give in its time. Hainu shem chadash chedusha deraisa, meaning he'll be able to be mechadash chedusha Torah. He'll be able to, his Torah will bear fruit. Like a tree that gives fruit, that multiplies with holiness. And on this, in the same vein, it is written in the Sefer Pri Haaretz from the mantle of a Tapsker, on the Pasuk that talks about the Yerushalayim after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it says, how has Yerushalayim, this Kiryat Amona, the trustworthy village, how has it become a prostitute? Zeh Shanei. What does that mean? Zeh Shanei. Amru Chazal. Chazal say, B'tchili Kabbalah Leval Malchus Shemayim, that every morning a person should accept upon himself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, which is fear of Hashem and faith in Hashem. And after that, a person should accept upon himself the yoke of mitzvahs and the yoke of Torah. Then the Torah and the mitzvahs will help to purify one's physicality, and to connect to godliness, with a connection and total unity. And the person will be able to find tactics against the Yetzirah in all areas. Why? Because the light of Torah will illuminate the person's mind to be able to battle the Yetzirah properly. Masha Enkein, which would not be the case, Im lo yagdem ayire v'amune v'ashem v'atayre, if the person will not precede his acceptance of Torah and mitzvahs with the fear and faith in Hashem and in Hashem's Torah, then the Torah and the mitzvahs, just the acceptance of Torah and mitzvahs will not be enough. All the Torah and the mitzvahs will not be sufficient if the person has not preceded the fear of Hashem and emunah. The person, no matter how much Torah and mitzvahs the person will do, the person will remain as earthly as he was before the performance of the Torah and mitzvahs.
You need fear rather than love?
You gotta start with fear. Love comes afterwards. Huh?
I guess that's what my mother
did. Yeshaya, Shiro Isan Bipachzusan, and Yeshaya Anavi, when he saw Bnei Yisrael at the time of the destruction, he saw them in a period where they were. They were hefker. Bnei Yisrael were like, they were, what's the word? Parzusan means they were very
loose.
Meaning, shayim achzikin adayim b'Torah. They still kept the Torah. Avalei b'emes b'emunah, but it wasn't with truth and with faith. It became a lifestyle. Lachain Amar, therefore Yeshaya said, Eicha Isa the Zaina Kiryan Amana. He's calling the Pashup Shatan Pasuk, means it's a reference to Yerushalayim, the trustworthy village. How has the trustworthy village become a prostitute? He said this is a reference to Torah. How has the Torah
How's a village could be?
It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
I understand. What kind of?
It means that it used to be
the people of the village. They kind of got right. over there.
They were right. faithful, and
they're faithful. Now they're not.
Prostitutes never been faithful.
How has the village become a prostitute? How has the village that was faithful now not faithful anymore?
But this guy is so on the derech. How does he know from prostitutes?
Who? What? Where?
However this is written, for whatever, why do you, I mean, that's
I guess what Jeff is asking is how does he know what a prostitute is?
As a pussy.
Oh, it's Tara a
talks about it, I mean.
Oh.
But, if, never mind, don't know.
Yeah, all it's referring to is that someone is not faithful.
I just think there's other ways of going.
Yeah. Sha'isigba, meaning it's a reference to the person who is using the Torah. Sha'isigba, a person is learning Torah, mishamash by using it, k'moya mazayna, as if the Torah would be a prostitute. Shula nasa, shula tavosa, the tavosa, which means I'm using the Torah for my desires. Meaning, a person is supposed to learn Torah and marry Torah, right? That the Torah should be his in all areas. Not that today you are and tomorrow you're not. Someone who's just using Torah for their own benefit, they're making the Torah into a prostitute. The Torah is supposed to be your wife. You're supposed to be married to it. But if a person who's just using the Torah for their own,
and I mean, not following the halachas, there's using it for knowledge, not.
No, he's saying is if there's no Yerushalayim, there is no emuna, then basically with the Torah is just
like when the person is textbook, he's just using it just to.
He's saying even more than that. Yeah. He's saying even the person observes the mitzvahs,
right.
and. It's just, he doesn't have the emunah, he doesn't have the, he's not, if the Torah is not accomplishing that the person becomes a better person, then you obviously are not making the Torah part of you. You're not marrying the Torah, rather you're just using the Torah for your own desires, which is the concept of azoina. It's very, very sharp of art.
Yeah.
It's a very sharp of art. Okay. Meaning, he just described the whole concept of this concept we find in Chazal that the Torah becomes the Ma'iros, that the Torah becomes betrothed to the person. So he explained this as the level of the Torah transforming the person into a better person. Right? The Torah has to become by the person's involvement in Torah and diligence in Torah. The Torah should become absorbed in his blood. That's how he explained this concept of marriage to Torah.
It's amazing.
Up until now, one could have thought that okay, that's a tremendous level, right? So we'll work ourselves up there. Right to Torah, as Yehuda said, up until then we're just dating. Right, but he says that you're not just dating.
You're using.
You're living in sin.
So this shoots the dating idea and makes it like you were saying. How do you ever get there?
So what he says is that the person, but the. So
it's a pretty thick machitza, baby.
What the Mendel of Vitebsker is saying over here is that what at least is required is for the person to accept upon himself before one begins with Torah and Mitzvahs every morning is I accept upon myself the yoke of heaven. A person has to instill the fear of Hashem within himself. Then you can approach the Torah. Then the Torah is... then the person at least has committed himself to make sure to this... The person has committed himself to marriage. That's actually a reference to the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself. But
what? That would be a different Kabbalah.
Yeah, that's. I mean, probably very much connected. But
and my wife at times I don't spend enough time with her. I don't think about her enough. So the Turks say the same thing. I don't spend enough time with her. I don't spend enough. If I eat him enough or not, you know, spending enough time. The same. It's a very similar metaphor.
Yeah.
Scary.
This is what Rambam Vitaska just said is a tremendous foundation to everything we've just said. The connection that we have to Torah, it has to be a concept of marriage, not a Chas v'shalom, concept of a zayna.
Concept of what?
Zayna. Zayna is a concept. Oh, here we go. The yesh darg is benim, but there are levels in between.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. I lost all my breath at this point.
She'ena b'mchines zayna. No, is it not too much better? She'ena b'mchines zayna, it's not a zayna. Agam b'chinas kasher shal isha zaynba, but it's not marriage either. Who b'chinas pilegesh? It's a concubine.
Okay.
There's plenty
of examples in Tanakh of people with concubines.
Of course.
What's the?
Ha Torah, achem yuchedus lei. The Torah is specified to me, meaning I've been miyachad the Torah to me. What's the word for miyachad? I've made the Torah mine. I will kesha gomer anyway, but I don't have a full connection yet. Anyway, ata, it's a mistake. It should be ata with ayin. I don't have yet a connection. Yom echadu kasha the Torah. One day I'm connected to Torah. Yesh le baregesh, and I'm emotionally connected to it. Tomorrow, my connection to it is not that strong. Or actually, he says, tomorrow I disconnect with the Torah. Chazal. As Chazal say, al posuk noiv isha chasar lev. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, and Jeff, just as your question before, as how does he know? Entire Mishlei kamat is a metaphor for the Torah, which is the entire metaphor is about marriage or prostitute. That's basically what it's all about. So it says over there, "Noiv isha chasalev," that someone who commits adultery is missing. His heart is missing. So Chazal say, what is the Shlomo HaMelech referring to? Is the Alimut Torah the Prakim? That's somebody who learns Torah just at his convenient times, not on a steady basis. Hainu meaning, says the Nesiv Shalom, Shalomid Rak Kashi Yeshle Tanag Ben Mudai. That's only he only learns when he finds pleasure in learning. That is compared to a Noyev Isha. Harizim Bukhinis Noyev Isha Chazalev. Meaning, Ve'en Akshem Bukhinis Ishus. It's not considered as if the Torah is married to him, because he's only going there when he has pleasure to report. Elam Kain is kashrus of the Torah tmidis. It's only considered issues. He's only considered married to the Torah when his connection to the Torah is a constant one, blishum afsak, without any breaks. The concept we find in the Torah that the person should be constantly obsessed with its love. The person should be thinking about Torah day and night. That's marriage. According to this, we can explain why the Rebbeinu Shleilam had to, by Kabbalah Sotayr, why he had to lift the mountain over their heads. Even though they were on a lofty level, I said Nasa v'nishma. The Rebbeinu Shleilam wanted that Kabbalah Sotayr shouldn't only be in a time when they're on a lofty level. Even in the darkest times, when they feel no emotion, they feel no pleasure. And sometimes that is Hashem's will. That people should be connected to Torah even in the darkest times. Chazal say, according to the tzar, according to what?
How much you exert yourself.
Right? It's the exertion. According to the exertion, that's how much reward a person gets. And Chazal tell us that somebody who learns Torah in desperate situations, and the Ruach HaKodesh rests upon him, that would be that would indicate to a person learning, even in desperate situations, that would indicate a connection of total marriage to the Torah.
Yeah.
So there's different levels. There's Zaina, there's Pilagish, there's Arusa, and finally in Nesua.
And what if you haven't even reached that level?
Yeah, I haven't reached them.
Work on it.